It is time for our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, to come in and give us the details about the weather.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
I bet you didn't think that Pat could sing. Listen to this.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Pat, good morning.
My favorite old-time singer.
Oh, my two favorite old-time singers like that, once again, would be Dean Martin. And I was also a big Nat King Cole fan. So, Dean Martin was just so smooth, and he was just terrific to watch. He was an all-around entertainer, great entertainer.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And every once in a while, I watch some of the old Dean Martin shows on YouTube.
Oh, they were hilarious. Now, I can tell you an insider story here because my dad was friends with both of them, okay? And everybody thought that Dean Martin was the big drunkard and womanizer.
Right, he never was, right?
Jerry was the one. Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis used to hand out to any woman he dated a little whistle. Jerry Lewis was the one who was the big carouser in that one.
But anyways, wow.
Yeah. Jerry Lewis is a very big carouser. Yeah. So I can't tell you really how I know that, but I can tell you right now it's a fact.
Very, very interesting. Well, yeah, I know that Dean would, put that whole thing on, but you have to admit it was hysterical. I mean,
oh, yeah.
My favorite part of that show was when he had to go over before he was going to go over to the couch from the piano, and he would open the door.
Yeah. See who was
never,
there.
Never, ever knew
who was
behind that door.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you know, with coastal lows, with nor'easters, you never know how much snow is going to drop.
You know, it's interesting. You're so right. The National Weather Service has just they're in their winter storm watch. They just say over 7 inches of snow. So it's one of those things you just don't know.
Well, I mean, there's still a pretty wide discrepancy. First of all, did they, Marshall, or did they not put out a winter storm watch for the Berkshires?
They eventually, let me go to it right now and talk for a second and I'll bring it right up.
Yeah, okay, because when I checked earlier this morning, everybody was under a winter storm watch except for the Berkshires, but the Berkshires, that comes out of Albany, right?
Yeah, they now have included the Berkshires.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Because they should be included.
They actually right up all of western Massachusetts, right up to the Vermont border now.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Let me read you the raw data, folks, again before we get into the synoptic situation for Hartford. These are the amounts posted by the four main computer models: 16.7, 15.7, 24. Six.
Who's six?
The American GFS. They were just as bad yesterday. They're still keeping it low. I told you I threw that out. I'm paying it no mind. The highest amount of snow forecasted by all four models, there were three. Okay, I will tell you. This is so bizarre, too. The highest amount that I have seen so far is 28 inches, and that's in Poughkeepsie. 28. The next highest amount is 26 inches, and that comes from Keene, New Hampshire. But I'll tell you why I think that is so funny. Because the 26 inches is from the Canadian model for Keene, New Hampshire. But if you look at the Euro model, the Euro says that Keene, New Hampshire is going to get 5 inches. The American model says Keene, New Hampshire is going to get 3. And the North American model says it's going to get 12. So, I don't know. I mean, here you got So, 26, I mean, 26 compared to 5, 3, and 12. So it's definitely, you know, something's definitely wrong with the Canadian as far as Key New Hampshire is concerned. But yeah, these are the things that, you know, you have to look at and decide, you know, what am I doing? I did. I decided this morning. I decided that this is going to be a typical nor'easter. It is now in one of Marshall's favorite vacationing cities, by the way, Amarillo, Texas. Yeah. We know you go there often.
Often.
Yes, and they permit pets. He brings the cats. that storm is going to head into Kentucky. Hits into the cold high that's over us. Transfers its energy to a low on the Carolinas. And that low moves up along the New Jersey coast, south of Long Island, and then slowly east, south of Cape Cod. And I think what will happen is as it moves up along the coast, a veil of very heavy snow will continue to develop and move into our region Wednesday night. At times, 1 to 2 inches a possibility. So,
if 1 to 2 inches an hour.
1 to 2 inches an hour, yeah, of course. Let me go through the forecast. I did have it. I had the forecast up, but then when I was looking at these computer models, I took it down. Today is a sunny day in the mid-30s. There'll be some clouds around, but not bad. Tonight, cleared and partly cloudy, but 10 above. The temperature will tend to rise by morning. Clouding up Wednesday. Now, we'll either get the snow coming in very late in the day or early evening. So most of your Wednesday is fine. I think it was my sister said to me, oh, great, I'll go to the supermarket on Wednesday.
Yeah, sure.
I said, wrong move.
Go today.
She said, what do you mean? I said, go today because, you know, once this hits the TVs and everything like that, everybody's going to be there tomorrow. She said, oh, good idea. High smart 25 to 30. Then we get the snow, heavy at times, windy, blowing and drifting. This is Wednesday night. It will end by afternoon on Thursday, windy, and our estimate is 10 to 18 inches across the area, partly sunny, breezy Friday in the middle 30s. So, Marshall, what can I say?
And we might get rain on the weekend.
I'm not sure about that. Okay. Sunday, first of all, I don't think it's going to be too significant. Sunday, we may see a few rain or wet snow showers.
Okay.
So I don't think that is going to be such a big event.
And what about the week before Christmas?
Week before Christmas, that's going to be kind of interesting. I'm leaning to the fact that it may actually get wet before Christmas and then just turn windy and colder for Christmas time. But I certainly don't see, another nor'easter, so to speak, before Christmas time. But then again, you can never tell. The thing I like about this particular storm is that we had seen it last week, and it has finally come to pass. So, you know, there are sometimes the patterns are just so recognizable that you look at it and you say, yeah, this is going to be right. You know, I think they're onto it. And there's other times where you just shake your head and say no. And that's what I did about this GFS over the weekend that was giving basically you and me and everybody else, you know, something like 3 to 4 inches. And I'm thinking to myself, this is just not going to happen. You know, I think this model is wrong and there's a problem. I've seen it up now. I've seen it up. It was interesting because this morning, the GFS, just to give you an example, let's go to White Plains, where I live. The GFS gave us, this is the overnight run, 10 inches. And then the next run came out around 5:30 this morning, 16 inches. So we're from 10 to 16 in less than 12 hours. So I think that will be the trend. And then, you know, we serve a lot of clients. We serve a lot of snow removal people. And the other thing, aside from providing them with the data they need for when it's going to snow and when they'll get the first 2 inches, because that's when they start plowing and the whole bit. Also, they need confirmation of how much fell in different areas because they charge by the inch. So, you know, we offer that service, and we've done it for years and years and years. And there's one big client of ours that does the airports, the major airports. And yesterday, got a call. And the first part was kind of blotted out. Said, yeah, and they gave the name of the company. I said, oh, okay, what can I do for you? What do you see? I know it's early, but what do you see for Wednesday? I said, well, snow will come in late. How much? I said, well, it'll be late, but maybe an inch or two. Oh, what do you see for the whole storm? And I started backing off. I said, it's a little too early to say that, just like you said, but call us back tomorrow. I saw the number, and I saw the name. And I said, something is not right. I immediately emailed my client. I said, do you have anybody by this name who works there for you? And she wrote me back immediately. She said, absolutely not. He's our newest competitor. He used to work for us, left, and joined this new company. And she said, please, by all means, don't give them the information that we're paying for. So, of course, I blocked it on the phone. And now I have to circulate all the names for our staff. But this is what's happened. I've never seen this happen before. I'm wondering if this is all a sign of COVID.
It's the world we live in. Now it's the world we live in. Anything is acceptable. Anything is acceptable. Any lie is acceptable to make money.
I mean, if you want the service, why don't you just call and ask me, and I'll give you a good price.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah. So that's what we have to play with among all the other phone calls. But I'm looking outside this morning, Marshall. I see a few clouds, but looks like it's a nice morning. It's still.
No, it looks very nice out there.
Yeah.
So, hey.
Are you sleeping at the station tomorrow night?
Yes. More than likely, yes. Okay. Yeah, more than likely with my knees. I'm not going to try to walk through a foot of snow to get in here the next morning. My truck can make it in. I'm not worried about that, but it's a question of me.
Gotcha. What were you going to ask me?
Nothing. I was just going to say, well, we'll look and see. We'll have this all nailed down by later today and tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely closer today than it was yesterday.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, Marcia. You have a good one.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check out our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.